June 2007, Section 2, Question 17. Now, with this one, we're looking for a flaw in the argument. We want to know what's wrong with the hospital executive's argument. So, we have a recent conference on nonprofit management. Several computer experts maintain the most significant threat faced by large institutions such as universities and hospitals is unauthorized access to confidential data. All right. So basically, the most significant threat faced by large institutions such as universities and hospitals is unauthorized access to confidential data. In light of this testimony, we should make the protection of our client's confidentiality our highest priority. Now, in this case, we are looking at it and we're saying, okay, what's wrong with that? Well, the conclusion is we should make it our highest priority. And the evidence is that that's the most significant threat faced by large institutions. However, it's not necessarily the case that whatever is the most significant threat should be your highest priority. Given the fact that this is a hospital, one might argue that maybe helping people to get better should be your highest priority, or something along those lines. And again, maybe if you're a little pessimistic, maybe you think, well, making money should be your highest priority. But whatever, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we recognize that just because something is the biggest threat doesn't mean it should be the highest priority. So now we look at our answer choices. So A, the argument confuses the causes of a problem with the appropriate solutions to the problem. No, not necessarily. The argument relies on the testimony of experts whose expertise is not shown to be sufficiently broad to support their general claim. Now, this wasn't really what I was looking for at first glance, but maybe if we looked at it and said, well, they're computer experts, maybe they're not experts on all things related to large institutions and universities. So let's hold on to that. C, the argument assumes that a correlation between two phenomena is evidence that one is a cause of the other. Now, one of the things to remember is that with the word phenomena, it simply means things for the purpose of LSAT. If you see phenomenon, that is a singular thing, or phenomena, it's things or occurrences. It doesn't have to be something weird, but that's not what's happening here. This is not a correlation causation type of problem. So then D draws a general conclusion about a group based on data from about an unrepresentative sample. No, it's actually making a specific claim about that hospital. And then E, the argument infers that a property belonging to large institutions belongs to all institutions. No, it doesn't say because it's large institutions have this that all institutions do. And so therefore our best answer choice here is B. And it's related to kind of what we said at the outset, but it's a little different. The problem is that it is computer experts and they are focusing on one thing, whereas there might be other goals that hospitals have in mind. And so therefore, answer choice B is our best response.